And this is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter, to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and I don't know where they have put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." And when she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. And Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you seeking?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carry him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and sisters and tell them, I am going to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And then she reported what Jesus told her. The Gospel of the Lord. So on this feast day of St. Mary Magdalene, I was thinking about our hearts and heartedness. My thoughts went back to 1998. That day, 1998, here in Tucson, a famous person passed away. It was Linda McCartney, the wife of Paul McCartney. You know, the Beatles, Paul McCartney, who the Beatles saw. And of course, they had a ranch out here on the Rubicons. And she passed away after they were married 20 years and she had cancer. She passed away at that ranch. And it came to mind because they were Catholic. Paul McCartney and his wife Linda were Catholics, and one of the churches they visited often when they were in New York was the church of St. Ignatius Loyola. You know, the Jesuits get all the VIP people. St. Ignatius Loyola in Manhattan, the church is up on 80th Street, 81st Street. And there was one little small little chapel in that church which shows the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Heart of Jesus. And over the Sacred Heart of Jesus, it says, "Ecce cor meo." Ecce, behold my heart. They have the heart of Jesus. And when Paul and Linda would ever go there, they would go to that side altar and they'd worship there. So after Linda died, Paul wrote a classical piece of music and published it, and he entitled it Ecce cor meo, behold my heart. And people didn't quite know the connection of it. They thought, and it was dedicated to Linda, his wife, "Behold my heart." I thought about all that with this reading today of this person, Mary Magdalene, whose heart was entrusted with Jesus' heart, kind of entwined with Jesus' heart. And so when Jesus died and rose, she quite didn't know where to put her heart. And she saw Jesus, so there he is, I'll put my heart there again. And then Jesus disappears again. It must have been quite a struggle for her after the resurrection to find a place again where Jesus was kind of there and kind of not there. Where could she put her heart once again? And maybe it talks to us about our heart in this. Where do we put our hearts? Who have we invested our heart with? You know, if someone close to us is going to pass away, could we write a song to them and title that song, Ecce cor meo, behold my heart. So today is a beautiful day. Maybe God will send us some rain tonight. He said that we'll get some soft rain, some birthing elements. Let's ask God to bless those who we are enhearted with on this day of the Feast of Mary Magdalene.